That's the man I am. You see, there was still supposedly a death sentence or some kind of espionage case pending against Rupert. I hadn't mentioned that earlier. Yeah, and in Tina Mindo already, that was in connection with that threat.
You know, what was he supposed to be doing?
I'll feed information to the Russians and the West both, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the charges were. But you see, Kratzoff and von Braun were arrested together at a party.
Yeah. Right, I know.
But von Braun was released due to Bernberger's influence.
Right.
But Kratzoff was suspect of espionage. Lindner was involved in that part too, in some manner, meaning involved in the investigation. And that's why he was supposed to guard him. But somehow Kratzoff got to the train anyway, as I mentioned already. Anyway, we were at Reagan, Gibson Howe, isn't it? When everybody in that was talking about going to the United States. And so we didn't ever go back to Garmisch, you see.
No.
Then all the other people that had finally been released, you know, and something like that, but anyway, came also to the same area as the problem that you were heard. And then after a while, then the trip was made first to some other camp, I forgot the name, and then finally settled in Landshut.
Mm-hmm.
And from Landshut, then, in September, an advance guard went to the United States,
and
Dr. Sudetsky was among those also. So they went first. And then came the next group of about 34, I believe.
No.
I can't tell you exactly where they were if you need.
Uh-huh.
And I was among them.
Okay. You went by ship to Boston?
Well, we went from Landshut to Munich by truck, from Munich by airplane to the Arbor, where we got our passports out and our temperature limit. And then we embarked in the Arbor.
Have you ever seen any photographs taken at this period?
That's a good question. I don't think so. One thing, of course, nobody was willing to show any kind of cameras.
Well, the Americans take any just as
well.
I've never seen any of that period. Landshut. Where are you staying? In Landshut, for example.
That was a kazerne, you know, military thing. Permanent building.
Yeah.
The family. My parents had burned me. You see that big action where the trucks went into what became
Scattered all the families
west of the Elbe River.
Right.
My parents were among those. But no, I don't think I have any pictures of that. Now I don't know
about the arrival in New York or the trip up to Fort Strong.
Yeah, I know you have all that, but I don't have any pictures. I don't know if anybody took any pictures except the press.
No,
I noticed that when we disembarked in New York. We came over on the Argentina,
yeah.
22,000 and there was about 2,000 CIs on board, you know, coming home from Europe, and there was only 34 of us. When we had finally stopped at the pier, there came 34 secret servicemen, one for each of us, and the GIs weren't allowed to leave the ship until us enemies, you know, had been safely escorted. The visual into a little bus, and that's where we went to Grand Central Station. And I noticed a few photo flashes when we walked through Grand Central. So now somebody may have taken pictures.
Yeah.
We looked rather unusual, shabby, you know.
You've never seen those pictures.
But I've seen none of us. I mean,
yeah. And you went right to Grand Central. You didn't stay in New York at all.
Oh, no. We went straight
to the train up to Boston.
To Boston, we got there about midnight.
Right.
Went to the baggage center instead of the regular. Part of it. And immediately into a truck, and word was that we were going to the harbor. So we went to the harbor, we went into the belly of a little motor ship. Sometimes we were not allowed on deck. And then took us to Fort Strong, where we stayed about 3 weeks or whatever.
What did you do there at Fort Strong?
Nothing. Except fingerprinting and interrogation, watching American movies, learning a little English, being interrogated from there.
Yeah.
Now, there they selected a group in Fort Strong, which you probably know, that was to go to
Aberdeen
and sit through all the documents. Now, those documents are terribly pretty complete. I noticed that just when recently went over to our technical information center, they have a very complete index of the technical documents.
Right. Yeah. All the big red volumes.
That's right. So, up on the third floor. Anyway, so I was not among those, although I was supposed to have been in somebody else. Elbert himself is one of them. I think that was Wedderman. Have you got Wedderman down here? He's one of those hard drivers, you know. So, it was shortly before Christmas when we went from Boston back to the railroad station. with a baggage counter.
Uh-huh.
Boarded this Pullman car. Went to Northern Ohio, to Buffalo, and Chicago, or something. I don't know, anyway, out west to El Paso. We arrived there probably before Christmas. That's
45. Yeah. Okay. At another time, we should interview Mr. Hosington regarding the 4 or 5 year period at Fort Bliss. And he also has some pictures of that period that should be very interesting.